Well, Stephen, I think you're creating a wee bit of a moral panic here. I'm totally against drugs myself. I have used them in the past. I was just saying to your researcher there that I know my son uses them. But he does use them responsibly, and I, although I prefer that he didn't, he does, because I have to realise that the day, these days we're in, you know, people take all sorts of things. Now, one of the points I want to make is that this fellow, Richard, said that he took 7 grams a week. Now, the packet, the people in the shop says that 1 gram would do 7 people on a night out. Now, I don't know about you, Stephen, whether you drink or not, but if people go out for a night out, they're probably drinking the equivalent of about, say, 5 pints, okay? So 1 gram would be the equivalent of maybe 35 pints. He's taking 7 a week. Multiply, do the maths. If anybody was taking that amount of alcohol, surely they would be requiring some sort of assistance as well. So I would say this guy, Richard, he hasn't been using the drug responsibly.
Andrew, you need to be responsible this morning. You need to...
Well, you need to be responsible as well.
And listen to what I'm telling you. The legal authorities, the experts, are saying that this is a very dangerous substance. It shouldn't go anywhere near you. Do not take
alcohol.
It under any circumstances, they're saying.
So is alcohol.
Alcohol is legal. And there are
but
checks
it's
and balances on
Stephen.
It.
Even, you know, it creates death. It creates a distress in families.
It is legal.
Up. It's responsible for so many
alcohol
in our society.
Alcohol is legal.
We need to get our perspective right here.
Have you just listened to the interview I have just played?
Go ahead.
Have you just listened to the interview I've played where there is a man right now in a psychiatric unit?
Yes.
Because of this stuff.
Have you
just listened?
I'm in the psychiatric unit because of this stuff.
Have you listened to the police telling you, under no circumstances take this stuff? It is dangerous to human health.
Of course, Stephen. Like, how many people, many other similar people like Richard are there? You know, if there was lots, if this is doing the harm that you claim it's doing, then the psychiatric units would be full of it. Richard was a person who. It seems to me that he was taking a phenomenal amount. And if someone was taking the equivalent of any other drug, of course they would be needing help. Like, can you not see that?
I can see that there are checks and balances on alcohol. I can see that alcohol is regulated. I can see that it is not being sold as something that it's not. I can see that there is...
It's abused as well, Stephen. It's abuse. I know one guy who died because he decided he would drink a bottle of whiskey. You know, one bottle of whiskey, this guy's drinking the equivalent of, 25 bottles of whiskey a week.
Jane in Derry wants to speak to you. Morning, Jane.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Jane. You can speak to Andrew.
I cannot believe, Stephen, that a father would come on your show and say about that stuff when he knows bloody well what it does to them young ones.
He's listening to you now, Jane, so you can say hello to him.
Hello, Jane.
Would you have to catch your cell phone? Don't you know that's harming the young ones and what an undergoing is their advertisement for?
No, Jane, let me put you in the picture.
Not at all.
I'm not encouraging it. I'm just being realistic. And I would rather if knowing that in the day and hour that we live, the days that we live, that if there's those sort of drugs out there, I would rather my son be taking it responsibly.
Well, I don't
rather,
think they're a good
rather
power.
Rather irresponsibly like Richard. Look, me jumping up and down isn't going to change anything.
How old's your son?
My son's 21.
21?
Yes.
And you're on there telling... I can't believe that you're a father at all, tell the truth. I really can't.
You're just going to have to accept that. You know, I am.
Well, thank God you're not my father anyway.
And Bill, you're still with us this morning.
Maybe you're young to be your father.
Bill, you're still... Well, you're laughing, Andrew. There are people contacting us. Their children have ended up in psychiatric units. Bill, you're still with us.
My son was the same age when he started taking it. You know what I mean? So this is 3.5, 4 years later. That's what's going to happen if you start taking it at 21.
It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is that there are people who already have mental conditions who then take these sort of drugs. As there are people with mental conditions who take alcohol and they end up in trouble. Now, what causes the problem? Is it the alcohol causes the problem? Is it the methadone causes the problem? Is it the cannabis causes the problem? We have to be realistic and see
where the problem
is being caused here, because we're not going to be able to treat people unless we understand the cause.
Yeah, well, you don't know, because you're not an expert, and you ignore the experts.
I don't know.
Well, you're an armchair expert.
I've written a thesis on drug use in Northern Ireland. I've been a drug user myself. I don't agree with it, but I've done those sort of things. So I know maybe a bit more than what some of your callers are saying today.
Like father, like son, then?
Maybe so, or maybe just this.
You've set a good example, haven't you?
Well, I have...
For a 21-year-old...
You're trying to put me down now, Stephen.
No, I'm trying to say that you drink alcohol. I'm trying to say that you've taken drugs. Your son's taken drugs. I'm trying to tell you that the authorities in this country are saying that this is an incredibly harmful substance.
Alcohol is a harmless substance.
Would you park alcohol for one moment? In terms of this substance, they are saying that there is a serious risk to people who take it having psychiatric problems, being suicidal, and you're laughing at times when you're talking about your son taking it.
Well, so you want to remove alcohol from the equation when alcohol is a serious problem?
Bill, why don't you tell Andrew, just remind him what's happened to your son?
This person seems to have a big thing about alcohol. I don't know, it's... In 80% of the cases, it's the drug that's causing the mental problems. It's not mental problems that's causing them taking the drug.
That's not my experience.
Your son is going to end up with people that I've known. What type of drug does he take?
I've taken every drug.
No, your son.
What sort of son? I'm sure he takes cannabis. I'm sure he's taken acid. I'm sure he's taken. I know that he's taken methadone. I know he's taken ecstasy.
He's going to end up with long-term mental problems.
Well, that may be. You may think that, but I have been involved. I'm 59, and I've been using drugs from 1968. I don't use them now, but from 1968, I've known many people who have used drugs and they've had no ill effect. They hold down good jobs, and other people who haven't.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.